What's up, everybody? This DJ Knowledge God. Ain't no bells and whistles for this one, man. No jokes, nothing like that, because we feel like this is a very important episode. So first and foremost, we want to thank everybody that tunes in and listen to us. We really appreciate y'all. We will appreciate feedback or anything, so y'all can hit us up on Facebook or whatever. But this show is serious, you know what I'm saying? And this is about the culture. So please sit back, relax, and let's talk about it. Peace. This knowledge, let's talk about it. Talk. It's let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Shit, this is episode good, everybody. This Knowledge God.
And this is Queen.
This is another episode of Let's Talk About It. Before we start, we want to give a shout out to everybody who's been spending money with us lately. You know what I'm saying? We gained a whole bunch of new customers. We appreciate everybody who's been breaking bread with us. You know what I mean? We really do appreciate it.
We truly do. And not only breaking bread with us, we appreciate all the likes, all the shares. It's really been amazing. Like, you guys have blown me away, for real. Just off the shares alone, the likes and shares, I mean, I've reached almost 1,000, you know, and that's a big accomplishment for me.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of people are probably thinking, oh, 1,000 ain't nothing, but I mean, it got me geeked over here, so thanks, everybody.
Yeah, we really, really, really do appreciate it, for real. Before we start and get into the meat of this episode, we want to discuss our time that we spent in Vegas. You know what I mean? Because we had a ball.
Oh, we had a ball.
This was me and my wife's first time jumping on an airplane. We were scared in the motherfucker. So, you know what I mean? Nigga was scared as fuck. For real. That shit was crazy. But, you know, we got there safe. You know what I mean? We had fun. We got back home safe. But to anybody who's making any plans to go to Vegas or anything, we just want to somewhat give y'all the do's and don'ts, because we don't know everything, but I just want to at least give y'all what our experience was, and you know what I mean, the do's and don'ts, because there's a lot of scammers down there.
It's a lot of scammers, so y'all have to be very careful, because they seem real, they seem legit, and they're sitting up trying to get you for your money.
Yeah, man, so don't fall for the bullshit. So one thing everybody need to look out for is, you know, they'll ask you, like, are you going to be here for a couple of days? That's like the magic little line and shit. Mm-hmm. And if you say, yeah, then they feel like you automatically, you a tourist. So then they about to hit you with fake deals. You know what I mean? If y'all leave, you know what I'm saying, your credit card number and your information and all that, we can give you deals and all that bullshit. Do not believe that shit. Then these motherfuckers had pimps out there that was passing out their little cards and shit for their little hoes or whatever the fuck. You know, I ain't accept nothing. So I didn't even know what the fuck that was really about. Then you got cats from California that come through and sell weed and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? To try to get you to buy their weed before you hit the dispensaries or whatever. Which I had fucked with one of the dudes down there, and he was pretty cool and shit. So, you know what I mean? I grabbed something from him. You know what I mean? That was pretty cool. Other than that, Let me tell y'all what your boy got into, man. Yeah, internet. Your boy got into it with a motherfucker down there. It was a goddamn Mexican. First and foremost, shout out to any of our Mexican listeners. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sound like I'm, you know, on some bullshit or whatever the fuck, but man, this shit was crazy. Cause I only see this shit on TV. I never been, you know, to the West Coast or no shit like that. So it kind of fucked me up. So this was what happened. All right. A lot of people know that in Vegas, it's recreational to smoke weed and shit. So I'm outside, I'm smoking, minding my business. I'm standing up at first, and then I see a bench was available for me to sit down. So I go sit down, I'm smoking or whatever. So this woman that was sitting on the next bench next to me, she just all of a sudden, excuse me, excuse me. So I'm looking around like, damn, she talking to me? So I look like, what's up? She like, You're real rude, and you know what I mean? I'm smoking the weed, you know what I'm saying, by her daughter and this, that, and the third. First and foremost, I didn't even see no little girl. But at the second time, I mean, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, I was outside. So I don't see why she was even tripping. We outside. So I'm like, shit, it's motherfucking prostitutes. It's goddamn it drunks. It's homeless. Weirdos, all kind of shit walking past this motherfucker. So what you gonna say when they walk past? Cause you tripping. And she get to carrying on and whatnot and all that shit. So I tell her like, man, you need to go get your man. Cause I'm not about to sit here and argue with no female. So she like, oh, really? You want me to get my man? I'm like, yeah, I really want you to get your man. So she call her dude. He come through. You know, this nigga, he automatically, you being disrespectful. You being disrespectful. So I'm trying to talk to him. And while I'm trying to talk to him, she talking on the sideline, egging it on and shit, right? So all of a sudden, you know, the Compton dude, he come up to me. I guess he tried to, like, low-key try to calm it down. And he like, shit, bro, where you from? And I tell him, like, I'm from Ohio. So when I tell the cat that, the Mexican dude, like, oh, you not from here? I'm from the West Coast, homie. I'm from the West Coast, homie. And damn near started crip walking on me and shit. Like, this nigga was tripping. He put his little knife out and all that. So now I'm mad and shit. So I'm like, nigga, what you about to do with that knife? I'm like, bro, you got one fucking swing and I'm gonna beat the brakes off your ass. Meanwhile, his chick egging him on and all that shit. And I'm telling
but
him.
She's doing all this in front of their child.
Right.
But you're outside smoking and it's a problem.
Right. I'm being disrespectful. But y'all over here acting like y'all ready to kill a nigga and whatever the fuck. So I'm telling him, like, bro, put the knife down and let's fight. Let's go. He looking at me crazy like he ain't never even heard no shit like that before. But he said he hollering he from the West Coast and all that. I'm laughing at the dude all in his face. Blowing weed, smoke all in his face, just being straight disrespectful after that, because he basically trying to pump me like, shit, I'm 40 years old. What the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, this dude is crazy. I don't know what the hell he thought was about to happen. So after all the talking, I'm like, look, bro, I'm not going nowhere. So what's next? What you going to do? Motherfucker ain't do shit. He steady popping off, talking about he from the West Coast or whatever. So I'm like, listen, I'm about to smoke the rest of my blunt. I'm going to buy some weed from buddy, I'm gonna roll the shit up, come back outside and smoke again, and you ain't gonna do shit. So he looking at me crazy, whatever the fuck, but ain't shit pop off. I finished my shit, flicked it, and I walked off, but I'm like, shit, you know what I'm saying? Let me get my, you know, so let me go to the ATM or whatever. I turn around and them motherfuckers gone. And I see my wife walking, you know what I'm saying, coming towards my way. So I tell her what was going on. And then all of a sudden her brother pop up and then her sister pop up. So even if something was to happen, he was going to get fucked up either way. And then the Compton dude was like, shit, he was going to shoot the nigga. Like, but I'm like, bro, it wasn't even that serious. I'm a fighter. I ain't about to shoot nobody. You know what I mean? None of that bullshit, but I'll fight a motherfucker any day. Like, you know what I mean? But it didn't get to that point. Dude ain't really want no smoke for real. I guess he was just trying to be tough for his girl, but he end up looking stupid at the end of the day, because nigga, you ain't even do shit. You didn't accomplish whatever your goal was. And I mean, other than that, man, we had a real good experience, man. Vegas is a cool place.
Yeah, it's lit for sure.
But I'm gonna tell y'all now, if y'all extend y'all stay and y'all stay past the weekend and on through in the week, shit, like a lot of shit that's goes on, you know what I'm saying, through the weekend, it closes down during the week. So I guess, you know, during the week is regular. And I was walking around during the week, like on a Monday or a Tuesday, maybe to go walk to a store or whatever the fuck. As I'm walking to a store, it's this white guy, he walking towards me. I ain't thinking nothing about it. Soon as he passed me up, he take a sharp cut and grab a trash can that's right, you know what I'm saying, by a motherfucking bus stop, pick it up and slam it, and then roll it down the street. I'm like, what the fuck? So I keep walking. Then I got another guy who was homeless, and I think something was probably wrong with him, but he just yelled out, nobody cares. Like, you know what I mean? Just on some crazy shit. I'm like, God damn, it's crazy as fuck out here. Meanwhile, you don't see no kind of police or no kind of shit. It's like whatever. Whatever happens, happens. I guess that's, you know, I guess that's the true saying. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, because them motherfuckers was wilding, man.
But, yeah, that's crazy, because I wasn't around for none of that. I enjoyed every single second while I was there. Every single minute.
She was even hitting on the slots machines, y'all. Like,
oh, man. I mean,
twerking that motherfucker.
To explain the time that I had, I really can't even put into words. I had so much fun. It's so beautiful there. I mean, the big, the bright lights, all the TV screens. I mean, it's, I just had a ball. I had a really good time. I had, this was one of my best birthdays I've ever had. All the restaurants we ate at was nice. We went to the Sugar Factory. If y'all going to Vegas, y'all have to book for the Sugar Factory, because we had a good time there. The food was good. The drinks was good. Just the overall experience. I enjoyed all of it.
Hey, the Sugar Factory a beast, though, because, you know, they'll serve you drinks with hot ice in the bottom of it. So when they pour the drinks on top, the shit get the boiling and smoking and shit. I thought that was a little cool.
Yeah, it was good. It's
a little cool little shit.
Yeah, it was good.
Other than that, you know what I'm saying, we started learning things about what we could do after we left.
Yeah, so, it's always like that. So, yeah, it was. Because it's Vegas. It's so much to do. You're not going to get to do every single thing. And you're going to, once you leave, you're going to find out about other stuff that you didn't know the first time, because it was your first time going.
Right. And I mean, shit.
So now we know when we go back again, there's a couple more things we want to do. Now that gives us a reason to go back.
Underground clubs. They got a underground ice club, they said, to where, you know, they give you coats and gloves and shit. Everything in the club made of ice. And, oh, you know what I mean? Y'all rocking out and shit. So, yeah, I can't wait to do that. And then it's a Jamaican spot that's underground, too. So, for anybody that like listening to the, you know, the Jamaican music or whatever, they got an underground spot for that as well. You know what I mean? Other than that, man, only thing I really didn't like was just the plane rides. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. When the motherfucker took off, it felt like it was potholes in the sky, bruh. For anybody who ain't never flown before, or for anybody that have flown.
Yeah, that's on a small plane. You talking about who's on a small plane?
Yeah, but
yeah,
I feel like it really wasn't the size of the plane. It was the motherfucker who was flying that motherfucker. Because remember, on the way back, that big plane was kind of on some rocky shit too. You know, before we got on the smaller plane, so.
Yeah, but he had already said it, though. He had came on the microphone and said everybody put their seatbelts on.
Yeah.
Because there's some turbulence.
Yeah. That turbulence shit ain't no joke, man. That
shit is. You're going to get turbulence, brother, if you want. And you're really going to probably feel the effects of turbulence on a smaller plane, because it is a smaller plane.
Yeah.
But once you're on a bigger plane, you feel a little turbulence, but it's not nothing like being on a small one. You feel everything when you're on that small one. That's what I did not like the small one at all.
Yeah, I ain't like them small ones.
Especially being as though that was our first time flying, it was kind of scary for me, because I'm like, we don't know what to look forward to. This is our first time on here.
Right.
So it's all rocky, and, you know, I'm thinking in my head, you know, Lord, you know, just praying in my head, like, you know, I don't know if this is the end for us, but, you know, I don't know what to do at this point.
Hey, the shit was crazy, and then having a window seat, just looking out the window, watching all that
just
shit.
Had to be the one in the man. Goddamn window.
Well, babe, I tried to let you get the window. You ain't want it. You know what I mean? Shit.
He just had to be in the window.
Had to, man. I mean, shit, after I got used to it, I was cool. I'm looking out the window, filming shit, and, you know, we over the clouds and all
time.
That.
We had a good time.
That shit was pretty cool, man. Just anybody who plans on going to Vegas, make sure y'all go as a group. Make sure whatever things that y'all book or whatever, y'all do it as a group. And don't never give nobody your information, your credit card shits or nothing, because they gonna ask for all that shit, man. It's gonna be fake motherfuckers. And if you do that shit, it's over for you. So, you know what I mean? Just look out for that. Look out for the weirdos. I mean, I don't know. Just, you know, you just gotta...
As far as anything you want to do, book ahead. Book way, yeah, way ahead. Yeah. We booked our stuff the beginning of February, and we didn't go till March, a whole month ahead.
Right.
So
everything was already ready.
Yeah, everything was already ready. You know, I was the one in charge of booking everything. From Friday all the way to Tuesday, I had everything laid out and booked.
You just had to tell them that, didn't you? I was in charge of booking everything.
You know, I did. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, I was just telling, because some of my cousins are going to go in April. And that's what I was telling them. I said, you know, y'all got to realize this is a place where all the stars come. And all the places we was eating at is a lot of places that stars are at. Like, even when you go in there, they got pictures of them all up on the walls. They're constantly having them coming in and out. So they always advise people to try to book a month in advance.
Yeah. And then
at least a few weeks.
And then with COVID, you know what I'm saying? I guess that plays a part too.
Yeah, because they're only letting a select few in.
Right, like a certain amount of motherfuckers. So, internets, if you're going down there, make sure that you book reservations before going to any restaurants. Make sure you do that, because they're gonna turn you
gonna be like a 3 or 4 hour wait, yeah, like a 7 hour wait or something like that.
And y'all don't want to hear that shit. Of course, you know what I'm saying, whatever's on your mind, you know what I'm saying, that you want to eat that shit, and you don't want to be disappointed once you get there. So make sure y'all book reservations. Another thing, for any flyers, first time, or if you've been flying for a minute, we found out that the smartest thing to do is ask for a wheelchair. Why? Because the person that's going to be pushing you in the wheelchair is going to make sure that you get to your destination on time. They're going to make sure you catch your flight, and they're going to take you wherever you need to go. You know, we was confused in the motherfucker. I ain't know how to move in that motherfucker.
You get something from one spot, and then you could probably have to walk a mile to get something from that spot.
Man, these airports. These airports is huge.
Then to get your suitcase, you got to go down 5-6 floors. I mean, it's confusing.
Yeah.
It is confusing.
And if you ain't never flown, you ain't going to know what the fuck to do. Because everybody moving 100 miles an hour. So, ain't nobody even really trying to help you. So, book. So, when you want to, you know, get your flight, you know what I mean, you get inside the airport, the first motherfuckers that y'all talk to ask for a wheelchair, and they're going to make sure that, you know, that they got somebody pushing you. And if it's a flight to where you have to land somewhere and catch another flight, they have somebody there waiting on you with a wheelchair, and they assist you with, you know, whatever you need or whatever.
And you don't got to stand in no long line.
Oh, yeah, that's important, too. You ain't got to land in the line.
Everybody. They put you on the plane first.
Yep. So pay attention. I don't give a fuck if you got 50 legs and all them bitches work right. Ask for a wheelchair. And I'm telling you, you're going to love that shit, because you first with everything. You know what I'm saying? That's very important.
They don't make you wait for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, anytime we fly from now on,
I don't care how nobody looks at me neither. I mean, I don't care why they sitting up out of breath walking for a whole mile. I'm going to be rolling on my little buggy.
Right.
And get to cut everybody, get put on the plane first. And that way I know I'm not going to miss the plane, because I'm going to be honest with you. If I had to walk for a mile in that little bit of short time, we would have missed our flight. We would have missed it, because I know damn well I would not have made it over there that fast to walk.
We wouldn't even know where the fuck to go.
No, we wouldn't, because we would have been lost.
Yeah, we only had so much time to get there. You know what I mean?
There was so many elevators, and hop on this, do that, yeah. Hop on the train, hop on the bus. I mean, it was so much to do. Yeah, we would have been good and left.
And it was crazy, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, we went with other people. And we told them, y'all should get a wheelchair. They didn't listen. And what ended up happening, babe?
They got left.
They missed the flight. They had to catch the second flight. So
which made them lose a whole day in Vegas. That we got to spend.
Yeah. Without them.
So we got our money's worth.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we did. So man, just you know, anytime y'all want to book a flight or whatever, just make sure y'all ask for a wheelchair. It don't matter if your legs working or not. Just get one because y'all gonna need the help, you know, maneuvering around. You really ain't gonna know where the fuck to go. And then shit, they might switch your motherfucking you know, the place where you're supposed to go.
Oh yeah, they'll switch it at the last minute because they did us like that.
And then we
in mid transition, they switched it that quick.
Yeah, and you
ain't
gonna
know. My phone
it.
didn't go off. If it wasn't for us having an attendant with us,
We wouldn't
we
have
would
known.
not we would not have known. We would have went to that gate. They would have said, "Oh no, y'all ain't supposed to be at this gate. Y'all supposed to be over here."
Yeah. So the shit crazy, man. Just always, man, book, you know what I'm saying? Ask for a wheelchair, man. That's like very important doing that shit. And then other than that, I have put a post up the other day on Facebook about, you know, our Vegas trip and what should we talk about on our next episode. My brother, he hit me up and he like, "Man, you should talk about the experience that y'all had being a married couple. And was there any temptations and any of that?" I don't know about any other married couple. I don't know about any other relationship, what dudes be feeling or what girls be feeling. But as far as us, fortunately, it wasn't no temptations. I mean, shit, I'm with my wife. You know what I mean? I don't think about no other motherfuckers or none of that. I mean, it was motherfuckers walking around with their little cheeks out and all that little bullshit. But I mean, who, what the fuck? Everything is about money down there. So don't think you about to do nothing for free because motherfuckers want that cash. And you know they gonna get it, but you know we took a few pictures with motherfuckers, and you know what I mean, shit, we just had
fun.
Yeah,
we did everything together.
Wasn't no temptations, man. So I ain't got no stories about no temptations or, you know, a nigga was feeling freaky or no bullshit like that. It wasn't nothing about that. Hell, I'm 40 years old. I ain't got no time for that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know about you other cats, man. If you still got them kind of temptations and you with somebody, I'd advise you not to go, cause it's cheeks everywhere. Bro, it's cheeks.
Oh
So
yeah, they out
they
there.
out there, like, you know what I
They
mean?
out there and they trying to get that dollar.
Yes. And then the prostitutes, they blend in so well with the regular people, you ain't even gonna know that you even talking to a prostitute until you probably get her in her room and she wants some cash before y'all get the ass. So, you know, just remember, man, you go down there with your significant other, man. You supposed to be about your significant other. Don't believe in that. What happens in Vegas, they fuck that
Right,
shit.
and it just, my thing is, it depends on the couple.
Yeah.
You know, if they're into some other stuff, then that's the spot for them.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but me and you, on the other hand, I'm not on that. I'm not on that old other stuff. So I didn't have no temptations. I didn't have none of that. I was cool. Hell, temptation for real is anywhere you go. But I
Yeah.
mean, it didn't feel no different to me. It's just, you
Nah,
know, we was in Vegas, we was on vacation.
I
Like,
wasn't even thinking about that shit. Sin
yeah.
City and all that. I wasn't even thinking about none of that shit. I was fucking with my wife though, asking her if she wanted to go to Chippendales. She said she ain't want to see none of them small Winnies.
No, I
So
didn't.
I was fucking with it like, you must want to see some of them dreadhead niggas with the muscles and all that shit. You know what I mean? But she ain't say nothing. So yeah, that's probably what it was. You know what I'm saying? I don't know,
Not
but.
the dreads, though. Maybe some 360s.
With some waves. Whatever floats your boat.
I ain't into no dreads. You know that, though.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, no, I didn't. You know, like, you know, and I had a couple people like, oh, well, you know, ask me about when we took the pictures with the girls. Oh, you let Fred take the, we're in Vegas. I know he don't want them.
Right.
This is what they do for a living.
Living,
They're
right.
out here walking from sun up to sun down, taking pictures with everybody, hoping that they get a tip because it's not like they have a set price or something.
You're right.
They're just hoping and praying you're going to be nice to them and give them a couple dollars. They out here trying to make a living like everybody else. So, like I told them, no, I'm the one called Fred over to take pictures with the girls. I said, because he wasn't even really paying me no attention for real. I said he was talking to somebody else, and I said, "Babe, come on over here and take some pictures." Yeah, I don't care about nothing like that. I'm not worried about it.
Right. And then for you weed smokers, man, you gotta hit the dispensaries up.
Oh, you got
You
to.
hit them
And
bitches
I don't
up.
even smoke, but I enjoy going in there.
Yeah, man. If it's your birthday, they give you free weed, all that little shit. But I'm gonna tell you now, that weed from the dispensary ain't shit like the shit that you buy off the block or from your weed, man.
It's gonna have you high as hell.
That shit shut me the fuck down. I ain't even gonna lie. I am not gonna lie. I was done.
It had you high as hell. I'm like, babe, come on, babe. Talk about, man, I need a nap, babe, for a little bit. He was high as hell, y'all.
Hey, yo, and shout out to that Khalifa Kush. Woo-wee. That Khalifa Kush is, boy, that shit dangerous. Do not plan nothing if you smoking that shit. So what I did, I smoked, you know what I'm saying, while I was there, and I left my smoking behind in Vegas. Yes, internets, y'all heard that shit right. Your boy don't smoke no more. I left that shit down that motherfucker because I refuse to pay my money for this bullshit weed that we have when they got that killer shit down there. That and just the fact that I just needed to quit, man. That shit is a wrap. So
I'm, you know, proud of you, honey.
Your boy don't fuck with the weed no more. I left that shit in Vegas. But, you know, we had a good time, man. We really had a good time. So I know y'all wondering, is this what the episode going to be about, is Vegas? No. We just wanted to let y'all know the experience that we had. Try to share some do's and don'ts with y'all. And look out for the internets, because I know everybody, you know, like to go out or whatever. I mean, anywhere you go, just believe it's going to be schemes. So don't believe shit that's on the streets. That's all we saying. But, you know, we're going to take this little commercial break real quick. And we'll be back with the real shit. You know what I mean? This your boy, Knowledge God.
This is Queen.
And we'll holler at y'all. We'll be right back. Yeah, and we back. We back. What's good? So we really wanted to talk about cancel culture. I'm pretty sure everybody is familiar with that. I don't know about any of my other countries. So shout out to all the other countries that's listening. But I'm really talking about the United States right now. You know what I mean? I got 90% of our listeners coming from where we from. So this is really for y'all, because I really don't know what's going on in other countries, but I'm pretty sure it's probably hitting everywhere. We talking about cancel culture. So we've been seeing lately that, you know, they didn't cancel Pepe Le Pew, you know what I mean? Because I guess he was being, you know, aggressive with the little cat or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean, and all that little shit. They didn't cancel Miss Piggy because of how she was doing Kermit. You know, they talking about canceling, or they didn't already canceled, you know, Speedy Gonzalez, you know, what else? Dr. Seuss's family, you know, they canceled a few of their older books I wasn't even hip to, books I didn't even know about because they weren't their more famous books. It was some of the other books that really ain't too many people hip to, but they were showing like racist, you know what I'm saying, little shit on there or whatever. And then they trying to cancel Curious George and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers. So this is something that I feel like we need to really talk about and discuss, because on one hand, y'all want to cancel all these old ass cartoon characters and, you know, the shit that they do. But on the flip side, y'all got motherfucking Disney shows and all other kind of shows that comes on for kids, you know, they got all kind of gay shit going on. You got cartoons, they got gay shit going on and witchcraft.
Promoting sex,
all that shit. And it's fucking me up, because it's like, okay, so y'all cool with that, but y'all want to cancel all this old shit, though. Why ain't y'all canceling what's going on now? Because if you think about it, the shit that they canceling is super old. A lot of our kids ain't even hip to these cartoons unless their parents are turning them on to that shit. Like, you know what I mean? You know, they hip to what they hip to now. And what they hip to now is straight poison. Straight poison. These motherfuckers are suicidal on shows. They gay on shows. They doing witchcraft. They doing all kind of shit. So, you know, I feel like that we need to talk about that, babe.
Yeah, we did.
Shit, how you feel about that shit?
I think, I personally think that, I think it's demonic. I really do. I think it's pushing, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying nothing is wrong with being gay. Nothing is wrong with being gay. But what I'm saying is, when you have small children, such as our daughter, which is nothing but 7 years old, and she's sitting up watching these shows on Disney Channel and stuff, she don't know nothing about being gay, but a lot of them is, you know, these kids is following what they see.
Right. Same,
you know,
as we
so
did.
So they're not knowing no difference. They're following what they see. So now we got a lot of the younger generation saying they're gay. They don't even really truly know what being gay is even about. But they see it on TV. They see it on all on the internet. It's like it's been pushed to the forefront at a thousand, on a thousand, basically, you know. And, you know, I think it's confusing them. I think it's, you know, it's messing with them mentally. I think, you know, the ones that's pushing the witchcraft. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely insane. You know, and I'm scared for our younger generation. I'm scared for our young kids. We have young kids.
Man, I mean, just kids, period. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy, man. Like, it's just too much bullshit on the new shit, but y'all worried about the old shit. And you can tell that they trying to push an agenda.
Oh, they know what I'm saying?
They are. I don't know what the fuck they thinking. Like, you know, I guess they think we stupid or something. I mean, because we can see the shit. But my thing is, if you canceling all of this shit that you canceling, what's next? So how many shows are you going to cancel that depicted drug dealing and prostitution and all that? Like, you got to think about The Wire, all the little cop shows and shit that they got, all everything. Like, how far are they going to go with the cancel culture? And what are they really targeting? Because y'all canceling one stream of shit, but y'all letting another whole stream of things going on with no problem. I don't hear y'all talking about canceling none of that. And then another thing is,
you ain't gonna hear about it because they're the ones that's pushing it to the forefront. Right.
And then another thing that's fucking me up is y'all can cancel these cartoon characters, but y'all don't want to cancel the KKK. You don't want to cancel, you know what I mean, the Nazi motherfuckers who, you know what I'm saying, who racist. None of these racist motherfuckers, none of these racist organizations is getting canceled. See, they got a problem with the Black Panthers, but you ain't got a problem with the KKK. Black Panthers ain't known for hanging motherfuckers and shooting up a certain race down and lynching them and none of that shit. They was for helping their people. Y'all canceled that shit. Y'all tried to kill them motherfuckers off. But y'all letting these motherfucking KKK motherfuckers still go to, you know, state to state, having their little rallies and their marches and all that shit. The Trump supporters, shit, they had little organizations, little groups and shit where they own some racist shit. These motherfuckers was out here wild, and y'all ain't trying to cancel none of that shit, though. But y'all focus on cartoon fucking characters. Shit that ain't even humans. Shit that's being done behind a human voice. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit is just crazy.
But how I'm looking at it, okay, you can say, you know, we'll give it prime example, you know, what's the pig's name? Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy.
So we got Miss Piggy. You'll cancel Miss Piggy, but y'all still wouldn't cancel some shit like Beavis and Butthead. That was ignorant as hell.
That shit was trifling.
I don't get it. If I had to pick between the two, okay, she was made a bit of, you know, portrayed as a little raunchy or whatever. But I'm going to pick the cancel Beavis and Butthead. That's just in your face ignorant. It wasn't nothing hidden been going on about them or nothing. One of the biggest cartoons that's been out forever since we can remember should have been gone, which is the fucking Simpsons. It's ignorant as fuck.
Simpsons, Family Guy.
Family Guy, yes. You know American Dad.
American Dad, all that little bullshit. Like, are y'all going
to
take it that
Paris
far?
Parents ain't allowed to watch none of that. Because all of that is ignorant.
I mean, shit, think about Tom and Jerry. You know what I'm saying? The first episodes of them, the first 2-3 seasons, shit, they had the, you know what I'm saying, that black lady, you know, the owner of the cat in the mouse or whatever, mm-hmm. They had her on some straight stupid shit. She couldn't spell. She could barely talk right. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And all they showed was just her legs and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the racist shit. But y'all not even focused on that. Y'all rather cancel stupid shit. But let all the racist shit riot. Like, so it's something to that. You know what I mean? Y'all best believe they trying to push an agenda, man. So just watch out for that shit. Because my thing is,
and keep a close eye on y'all's kids when they're watching these shows. Because I'm telling you, they're pushing for them to be gay. I'm telling you. They are pushing for it hard. Especially these little boys.
Yeah.
They're really on the little boys being gay more than the girls. They're pushing these little boys to be gay so bad. It's ridiculous.
Our thing is, why? You know what I'm saying? Why y'all fighting so hard for my? I mean, because nobody ever had a problem finding their sexuality before. You know what I'm saying? This shit wasn't always a big thing. They was, you know, if a motherfucker gay, they gay. They don't need help with it. And you know what I'm saying? Like my wife said, we don't have no problem with gay folks. But my thing is, if you gay, you gay. But don't try to force it on my children, or don't try to program them to be gay.
Yeah, it's like they, it's, you know, like they're trying to brainwash them with it.
That shit is just, it's ridiculous. I wish
it's like they're taking the, they're stripping the kids of their innocence to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're allowing this to be on Disney Channel, that's supposed to be for children, and you got the little boy on here crying, saying how he don't even want to be here no more because he's in love with another little boy, and he's just bawling his eyes out and crying, and, oh, I'm in love with him, and all this and that, and I mean, and the little boy didn't like him back, so now he feel like he don't want to be here no more. Why the hell is this on Disney Channel?
Man, what do that have to do with anything?
Why is this, and this is supposed to be for little, small kids to watch. Why is this on Disney Channel? And we told parents, no, you are absolutely not watching this no more. It's over.
She ain't even thought about that show, the boy.
Oh, no, she haven't. Ever since we seen that, and I said, oh, hell no. And it's, and to make it so bad, when we called on to it, the show was already into its third season.
Right, so how long was it going on?
Yeah, I wouldn't even have known if it wasn't for her laying in our bed and me and her was watching it together. And I'm seeing the little boy and the other one, and then he's crying. I'm like, hold the hell up. This is what they showing on Disney Channel. You can't even trust to leave your kid and let them go off in their room or whatever and watch Disney Channel because this is the shit they're showing our kids.
Yeah, that shit dead. I know, you know what I'm saying? I know how the times is now. I know damn near every kid everywhere across America, you know, they got their own TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they control, tablets. You know, what they watch. They got their tablets, little phones and all that. Man, y'all need to start really paying attention to y'all kids and really focusing on what they watch. I know you feel like you too busy. Don't do that. Because you're not too busy to at least watch half a show or a couple of shows with your kids and shit. Because you'll end up finding out what they watch.
Really, just because it's on a children's channel doesn't necessarily mean it's
for
kids.
Yeah, and a lot of the shit that they showing out is not for kids, man.
And a lot of them cartoons on there, too, is promoting witchcraft for the evil and this and that and... saying how, you know, this person had to kill this person and
yeah,
to cast a spell on them. And I mean, yeah, it's just crazy.
Words are spells, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why they call it spelling, because words are spells. So be careful with your words. Be careful what your kids is watching and all that shit, man. I mean, it's crazy out here, man. I know people, they still let their kids be raised off of TV. You know what I'm saying? You would sit your child in front of a TV and y'all go do what y'all do. All the while, they watching some crazy shit and you're not even noticing. You ain't paying attention.
Yeah, because you thinking in your mind this is supposed to be something for kids. So you're not thinking, oh, they're watching something demonic or they're watching something and it's got something sexual on it. Just like, I don't understand how y'all can sit up there and do away with all these old school cartoons. Baby, they done took away PBS Kids.
That's crazy.
PBS Kids? Like, it's gone. They're taking away PBS Kids for the kids. And that's something I enjoy for parents to watch.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning. They're teaching them stuff on there. They are taking that away. And, I mean, I'm lost on that one. I'm lost for words. I'm speechless.
I mean, so what do they really want our kids to know? What are y'all trying to teach our kids, man?
They want all these little boys walking around doing makeup tutorials. That's what they want.
Yeah, man. And it's happening.
Walking around faces beat, eyelashes on heels, and all of that. They don't want them out there playing football, basketball, and all that. They want them to...
I tell you one thing.
Running around in dresses.
I tell you one thing they need to cancel, for sure.
What?
Is that debutante shit, you know, with the little girls doing the little pageants. They be all made up and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, skimpy clothes on. These little motherfucking girls be like 8-9 years old and shit, doing little pageants with the
They
little,
don't even be that old, babe. They be younger than that.
Yeah.
Like 4 and 5 years old. Some of them be 3.
It's too many perverts, man. It's too many perverts for that shit. And y'all opening up avenues for the perverts to be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, what's good? Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They 4 or 5 years old. They're taking them. They're getting weave put in their hair. Weave all the way hanging down to their butts. Makeup, bagleur, eyelashes.
Booty shorts.
Yeah, the outfits is skin tight.
Yeah, shit just be crazy. Like, what the fuck is all that for? So if y'all want to cancel anything, y'all need to cancel that shit.
Yeah, that shit didn't even made it on air.
I mean, it's just crazy, man. Like, how far are they really going to go with this shit? Because y'all canceling everything. So are y'all going to cancel these shows? The shows drug dealing and all that shit? Are you going to cancel, you know, the movies that, you know, with all the killings and shit? Shit, what about Die Hard? What about, you know what I mean, The Wire? What about, like, are y'all going to take it that far? Like, what the fuck? I understand cancel culture. When it first came out, we was trying to cancel all the racist shit. But y'all done took that shit to a whole nother level, man. Like, a whole nother level. Certain things, y'all just going too far with that shit, man. Especially with the cartoon characters. Like, they fucking cartoons, man. Like the Pepe Le Pews and the fucking Miss Piggies and all that shit. And if you gonna cancel that, then y'all need to cancel the bullshit that they showing on TV now. That's just facts. You know what I'm saying? If y'all gonna do it, then do it right. You know what I mean? And if y'all gonna do it that way, for real, what's left to watch? Because everything is about some crazy everything, shit. Everything.
But the thing about it is, though, is I'm not more so worried about myself because I'm grown. I know the right from wrong, the ins and outs. But if our kids can't even be safe to be left alone to watch Disney Channel, something that's supposed to be designed for children, what has this world come to? And that's the thing. It's going to get to the point where parents is not, they're going to strip TV away from them.
Yeah.
Because, and then if you strip TV away, you might as well strip away the internet, because the kids love to get on YouTube.
Yep.
It's all kinds of YouTube shit on there that's supposed to be for a kid.
Yep.
And they're promoting sex too.
Yep.
They're promoting violence. So, I mean,
but y'all don't want to fuck with them, though. Y'all don't want to fuck with the OnlyFans motherfuckers. Y'all don't want to fuck with none of these other motherfuckers.
Yeah, they take something so innocent and they take it and turn it into something sexual. Like
TikTok.
Oh, Lord. I might talk about TikTok.
TikTok can turn into some whole other shit.
It has. And that's exactly why you'll never catch parents doing on no TikTok.
Hell nah.
Nope.
None of that shit.
You just acting old. Don't act like that. And all the kids is like, I don't give a damn what nobody else's kids is doing. Mine's ain't doing no TikTok.
Hell nah. Fuck that shit.
These videos is being shown all around the world when you're allowing your kids to do these TikToks. Anybody can watch them. You got perverts out here. No. Hell no. Not happening. And I'm not judging nobody else that lets their children do TikTok, but mine ain't getting on there.
Hell nah. She don't even like TikTok. Our daughter do not fuck with that shit, boy. She said it like it's stupid. And yeah, it is. It's stupid. You know what I'm saying?
So you sitting up, don't even know a perverted motherfucker sitting up watching your baby's TikTok video. How do you know they watching it? Because once you hit send, it goes out to anybody can watch them and click on them.
Man.
It's not like you're the only one that can see it. No, you're doing it like a live stream type thing, and everybody can see this video. It's too many sick people out here in this world. Mm-mm.
Yeah, man. You know, it's just crazy, man.
This is a demonic-ass world we living in.
It's
real wicked.
It's really I guess it's the last days. You know, they've been streaming that shit forever, but
it's really, really wicked.
It's getting crazy.
You know, it really saddens my heart because it makes me feel like, what is the future going to hold for our small children that we got, you know?
Yeah.
If it's this out of control now,
just what imagine.
What does the future really hold for our young kids?
Just imagine. Yeah, that shit going to be
heartbreaking.
Man. We gotta start getting control of this shit, man. I know we got creators out there that's, they can draw and a whole lot of talent, man. Y'all gotta get yourselves out there, man. We gotta fix this shit, man. 'Cause this shit is getting out of hand.
But
This
you
shit is
know
really getting
what?
out of hand.
It's you know what, babe? It's sad to say it, but how good used to feel good. Evil feels even better. Doing wrong feels even better to people.
Now doing wrong is the cool shit.
Yeah, to do wrong. Doing you if you do right. You get looked at like you're crazy.
Cornball, you
Yeah, but doing
corny.
wrong, oh, that's promoted 1,000,000%. Doing wrong and doing evil and doing bad. So a lot of people, oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with it? It's like everybody, a lot of people, I would say 90% is brainwashed. It makes me feel like they are. Because they're really, oh, ain't nothing wrong with TikTok. So you mean to tell me there's nothing wrong with anybody being able to click on and watch your baby on TikTok dancing? You feel like there's nothing wrong with that? Knowing there's pedophiles out here, child molesters, there's people out here snatching these kids up,
Kids
they
up,
never see them again.
And best believe they bidding on your
And they're able
kids.
to and they're able to send a message on TikTok that could
Right.
be on there. Where do you live at? You
Right.
want some candy?
Type
They
shit.
could be, yeah. And they do. I've seen stories before with people saying how somebody done tried to get their kid to say their address or what school do you go to? Or, just asking them personal information about themselves, offering them candy. Do you like Jordans? Offering them stuff that they know appeals to younger children to try to kidnap them.
And then another thing, man, quit raising y'all kids on material shit because they listening to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Your kids, they sit back and watch your moves. They sit back and watch what you do, what you like, what you don't like. And then they take on that shit. Quit raising your kids
Yes,
to,
they do.
to want material shit, man. Raise your kids to be independent and hard workers or whatever the fuck, man. Just
And they like what they like.
Be, you know what I'm saying?
They
Be yourself.
might not want to have on Jordans all the time, but being as though you're pushing it on them because you want to look a certain way for the gram, for the book. What if they want the light ups? You're not even going to ask them what they really want because you're too busy trying to keep up with.
With
With
the
what everybody
Joneses,
else is
right,
doing.
yeah.
Maybe they wanted them shoes from Walmart.
Right. Because they lit up
Our
or
daughter, we let her get what she wants to get.
Right, yeah, man. Man, let your
Whether it
kid
be
be
from
a
Walmart
kid,
or
man.
whether it be from Macy's or wherever we at. If she sees something and she likes it, she can get it. But to just be raising her on, it got to have this brand on it, this name on it.
And then what be killing me too, y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all post y'all kids and shit. Yeah, my kid got the new Jordans or shit. I bet your child ain't got these or whatever, but how smart is your child though? Y'all ain't posting them reading nothing or doing no kind of math problems or you know what I'm saying, no kind of shit like that. Y'all just so worried about material shit. I put my daughter some new lashes on. I got, you know what I mean? I got her the new Jordans. I got her this outfit. I did this for, you know what I mean? Like, not to say that, you know what I'm saying, y'all ain't supposed to do, I mean, you know, do for your
Do what you
kids,
want to
red,
do,
but just
but
make sure that y'all doing the right shit, man. Like, it's a
my
balance.
thing is, if y'all gonna start them, if y'all gonna start up the shit, make sure y'all able to keep it going. Because a lot of them, you're raising them a certain way to make them feel like the brand, they gotta have it. They gotta have the Jordan, they gotta have this. What's gonna happen if one day you can't buy them?
Right.
Because this is how you've made your child. So then they're to the point where they're gonna be like, oh, well, I'm not wearing that. That ain't Jordan's.
Right.
That ain't LeBron's.
Right.
You're gonna create a brat. You're gonna create a monster. So you better hope your bank account matches what you create as a putting your kids. Because if it don't, Lord forbid you lose your job or your hustle or whatever you're doing, and you gotta buy them some shit from Walmart because they're gonna give you a run for your little change for
Right,
sure.
right. And then going back to cancel culture, you know what I'm saying? I just want to make this clear. We are not against no, you know what I'm saying, no gay people or no shit like that. And on certain ones, I can understand. You know what I'm saying? I can, you know, I don't, it really didn't make no sense to me, but I can kind of understand, you know, the whole Pepe Le Pew shit. Like, I seen the post, and this dude was like, you know, Pepe Le Pew taught us that pursuing a girl aggressively is okay. And if she's trying to pull away from you and not want it, you being aggressive and fighting for what you want is cool. You know what I'm saying? Something along the lines of that. I can't quote it all the way exactly how he said it or whatever the fuck. So, I mean, I can understand that. You know what I'm saying? That can kind of fuck a kid head up and be like, yeah, you know what I mean? I need to be this aggressive with females or whatever the fuck. But, I mean, how much are they showing Pepe Le Pew cartoons? Like, they ain't showing that shit no more. They not showing that shit no more. He's on fucking Space Jams too. He was. Now he got kicked off. Like, what the fuck? It's not like that they showing these old ass cartoons anymore. Like, you got to search for them shit.
Where the hell they even playing them at?
Yeah, they not playing that shit no more. So on one end, yeah, okay, nigga, I see what you trying to do, but get the shit that's out now. Why y'all targeting the old ass shit? Shit that ain't even being showed no more. That's my thing. Like, if you gonna do it right. You feel me? Because it's too much fucked up shit out here right now. The new shit. Fuck that old shit. They not even gonna see that old shit or don't know nothing about it until we tell them about it. Until we try to find this shit.
And they still gonna look at us like, I don't, mom, dad, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, they don't want to watch just that old ass shit. Looks. Right.
Like, well, I'm not about to sit and watch no damn Tom and Jerry. They don't even fucking talk. Yeah, I'm not watching this.
Exactly. They don't want to watch no motherfucking Roadrunner get fucked up by the wild kite. They don't want to watch that shit.
That
they
was entertaining to us. Yeah, they're not gonna watch none of that crap anyway.
So yeah,
to be honest,
they targeting the wrong shit, man. Y'all need to get yourselves on that shit, man. You know that's real important. But we gotta, you know, we have to take hold of our youth because we ain't got shit going on no more. I was talking to my mother earlier. Shout out to my moms and shit. I was talking to her earlier. You know, we was just talking about all the things that we had back in the day versus what's going on now. Like, shit, we ain't got no motherfucking rec centers for real. We ain't got the Boys and Girls Club no more. It was just so much things that we could do after school back in the day that they ain't got no more. Mm-hmm. Now your kids is just in the house watching TV, on the phone, on the computer, on the tablets, on the game. All that shit. I mean, so what y'all gonna
do? It's done took their mind over, and that's why a lot of them's obese.
Too. I mean, shit, you know what I'm saying? But what they gonna do? They gonna cancel the games too? You gonna cancel video games? Cause them shits be doing all kind of shit. Like, how far are y'all gonna take this shit, man? It's wild, man. We can go on and on about this shit, man.
But as far as the video games go, that's on their parents. If you know damn well on Grand Theft Auto, they got naked bitches
right,
on
and
here.
Strip clubs and all
that.
Yeah.
Strip clubs and all that. And you go out and buy that for your 5-year-old, then that's your fault that they're seeing titties swinging and all that. Because you know what's going on that video game and you decided to go out and buy your young child that game.
Right.
It's not for no young kids.
Right.
So, I mean, that's on you.
I mean.
And that kind of thing. That's on you.
And on that, you know, that goes with everything. It's on you about what your kids watch. It's on you about what your kids log into. It's on you about all that shit.
Yeah, and that's why I'm putting that out there that just because you done turned Disney Channel on or Nick Jr., Nickelodeon, all that, just because you done turned it on for them, you might want to hang around.
And watch
for a little bit because it'll have you fooled on the stuff they doing on there. And you'll be like, oh my God, this is Nickelodeon. Yeah,
right,
Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
yes,
it's Nickelodeon, Nickelodeon. Ain't no more Dare and Double Dare. It's gay shit now. Like, ain't no more slime getting motherfuckers getting slimed on Nickelodeon. Yeah. It's all gay shit, man.
Yeah, and pushing, like you said, pushing voodoo and all that other shit. Man, yeah. Man.
Like, I actually seen a whole cartoon where these motherfuckers was casting spells on people. And they showing a little, you know what I'm saying, a little, you know, the pictograms and all that. They really using real spells, real witch shit.
Yeah, they are.
It's not even fake shit. Like, that shit is, that's what's crazy. I don't know, man. I don't get it, man. The shit don't make no sense to me.
Because we living in the demonic world, honey.
Yeah, we are.
Everything's devilish. Everything is sexual. And that's why a lot of the younger generation is sexual before their time. Because mm-hmm. of all the stuff they're seeing on these TV shows and on the internet. It's pushing for sexual stuff, which is making them curious at a younger age.
Right.
Because they're seeing it, being promoted. They're right. seeing it left and right. Oh, I wonder what that's about.
Y'all being curious about some shit you don't even need that to be curious about.
That you don't even know nothing about.
Yeah, nothing about.
Enjoy being a kid. They don't want them to be kids no more, though. They're pushing them to be grown.
Yeah, to be grown and be on some other shit.
Yeah, they're pushing them to be grown. They're pushing them to grow up before their time.
It's crazy, man. It is. You know, we would love to hear some feedback for y'all from y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, let us know what y'all feel about this shit. Because it's fucking with me heavy. Like, for real, man.
If you remember back in the day, honey, when we was growing up, we was so shocked and blown away if we got to see a girl in a bra.
Yeah.
Like, oh, did y'all right. see that?
Right.
We was shocked. We was blown away. These days, it's not nothing for no kids to see nothing sexual going on. Nothing. It's not. It's they've done made it normal.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, shit. You know the way y'all. You know, shit. The way y'all be at home and shit. Just the shit that y'all expose y'all kids to while y'all at home and shit. It's a lot of motherfuckers that expose their kids to all kind of grown up shit. And then they wonder why they kids be talking the way they do and act the way they do. That's your fucking fault. You shouldn't have did that shit.
Man. And a lot of parents too, when their friends stuff come to visit, we knew when we was younger to get missing.
Yeah. These kids don't know that no more.
These days, they sitting up in their parents' face, honey. They're running the conversation better than their mama.
Man.
They running the story down. Honey, she said this and she said... We was not allowed to do that when we was growing up.
Hell no.
When our parents had company come over, we knew to get out missing. Of sight, yeah. out of mind. I didn't even have to be told to leave the room. I'm gone. Because I already know that's just how we was raised, with respect.
Right.
When you see grown folks talking, you don't sit there and you chime in their conversations and trying to be grown and all that. You go play somewhere and do what kids do. You don't try to be in grown up's business. That irritates me to the core.
Yeah, it does.
Like, find something to do. You're a kid. Bye.
Man.
Go play with a toy or something. Go outside and get you some fresh air.
Shit crazy.
Because you're not about to sit here and be in our conversation.
Yeah, man. The shit is crazy, man. I mean, I don't understand it, man. Y'all, it's like a motherfucker, you know, they get to do certain things and they just take it to the next level. You know, like I said, man, this cancel culture shit is getting out of hand, man. It is. I mean, if you're going to focus on one thing, focus on the whole... Overall shit.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like I said, I got a whole list of them that should have been wiped out.
Whole list.
A whole list.
I got shows and everything. Fucking Dukes of Hazzard, motherfucking... what's the one motherfuckers are the same? It's the one lady and the old man. They both old. They white motherfuckers.
Who you talking about? What's his name? Who, Archie Bunker?
I don't know. It probably is.
Well, it's you know, he was white. Racist as
hell. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't take him off.
Yeah,
they didn't take off Archie Bunker. You can still watch that.
Right.
On the old, like, Western channels and all that. Yeah. They still got shit like Archie Bunker. And he let it know he was racist.
Racist as fuck. Yeah.
He didn't even hide his shit.
Hell nah.
So why didn't y'all cancel him out?
Yeah.
He should have been gone.
Yeah, man. Y'all canceling the wrong shit.
You
man.
Know who else was racist as hell that Ooh. Shouldn't even be on air? House of the Prairie is a house of
Little House on the Prairie. Yeah, Little House on the Prairie. Yeah,
that shit should have been gone. That was racist as fuck.
Yeah, it was.
That show still comes on to this day.
All them old shows still come on, but they fuck with the cartoons and shit though. Fuck out of here.
I remember being a kid watching House on the Prairie. That shit was
racist
as
hell.
Yep. Archie Bunker, racist as hell. It's so many of them. Yeah, so if y'all gonna get on these cartoons, y'all need to go to these other shows too and go ahead and wipe them out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, babe. I'm just gonna sit back and see what these next 10 years is gonna hold, what these next 20 years is gonna hold. You know, we gonna be old and shit. Our kids gonna be grown. Which route are y'all gonna take? What's influencing you? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Gotta make sure that we on our job, yo. Like, for real. We gotta really get on our job and watch our kids and pay attention to what they looking at. Pay attention to what they watching, what they doing. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with...
And also, everybody, please pay attention to not only what they're watching, but certain behaviors.
Yeah. Yep.
Because certain behaviors will let you know, ding, 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 where is this coming from?
Talk to them.
Where is this, you know, why are you acting this way? If you know you don't really have your kids around nobody, then that means you need to look towards what they're watching on their phones, mm-hmm. what they're watching on their tablets and on their TVs. If you know you're not teaching it to them,
right,
and you know you really don't have them around nobody or take them nowhere, they have to be learning it somewhere. And 9 times out of 10, it's off of the damn TV or the internet.
And like I was about to say, it's nothing wrong with coming in your kid's room, giving them a sneak attack, and seeing what they doing. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they need their privacy and all that shit, but it's nothing wrong with checking on your kids and making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Make sure your kids is doing what the fuck they're supposed to do. Make sure you on your job and shit. Keep them away from this devil.
You got to protect them.
Keep them away from this devil shit, man.
You got to protect them because clearly they don't give a damn. Clearly Disney Channel don't give a fuck. Nickelodeon don't care. Something that's supposed to be for kids. They don't give a damn. They about a mighty dollar. They don't care.
Exactly.
It's up to us.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. So, shit. I mean, shit, it is what it is. You know, there you have it. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure y'all kids is doing what the fuck they supposed to be doing, man. And make sure you doing what you supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Your kids is a product of their environment. Their environment ain't outside no more. Because they ain't going out there. They ain't going to the neighborhoods and playing outside football and basketball.
I'm happy they inside the house. We still got an outside child.
Yeah.
I'm happy we do.
But they inside the house, though.
She loves to be outside. She loves to go out and ride her bike. She loves being outside, and I'm happy she does. She's not always wanting to be glued in front of a game all the time.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know what I'm saying, that's the environment now, is these games and these gadgets.
You don't really look outside no more and see kids out there
riding bikes, playing football, playing basketball, tag, none of that
shit. You don't really see that no more because they're all in the house glued on these electronics.
For real.
Sitting up getting brainwashed.
Hey, a lot of our games have disappeared. Shit, they don't even know nothing about.
They remember Tetherball?
I was about to bring up some shit. Yeah, yes. I remember Tetherball. Tetherball used to be that shit. They don't do that shit no more. You remember the shit? You know what I'm saying? Where we used to draw the little squares on the ground.
Yeah, that's hopscotch.
And they don't do that shit no more.
Oh, my God, I love playing hopscotch. Remember Jacks, too?
Yeah.
Where you throw the Jacks down and you bounce the ball.
Yeah, they don't do that shit no more. Shit, we used to play marbles. They don't do that shit no more.
Marbles, yeah.
I remember going to school, you know what I'm saying, during recess, all the little girls that form a circle down by the bank, by the hanky-panky shits and all that. Yeah. They don't do none of that shit.
The hand-clapping games.
Yeah, they don't do none of that shit no more.
Dodgeball. Oh, my God, I love dodgeball.
Man, that was that shit. That was that shit. They don't do none of that shit no more, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hot potato. Remember hot potato?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And just think, you know, the more...
a lot of this shit, all of that's made-up games. That's not nothing that requires... to spend no
money, none of that shit.
How we be spending on these systems and tablets.
Yeah.
Jacks cost $1.
A couple of dollars.
And you'll be happy as hell.
You
go get a ball from Family Dollar to play dodgeball with. It wasn't up for $2 or $3 for a ball. And we was happy as hell.
Yeah.
You try to get these kids that they're going to be looking at.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
I want the new Apple tablet. What is this?
Man, we used to play curveball. Remember curveball? All that shit, man.
Yeah. And all that stuff didn't cost nothing. Chop don't cost nothing to, you know, go out there and draw the hopscotch with the chop.
Right.
That didn't cost nothing. But it made us happy.
Right.
It kept us busy all day long till it's time to come in, eat dinner, get baths and all that, and get ready for bed.
On the real, we had motherfucking curfews of when we had to be in the house because
we'd rather be
outside, be mad as fuck.
Mad.
When the motherfucking street lights come on, y'all better be in this house and be pissed. God damn, the street lights is on. I got to go home.
It seemed like they came on so quick.
Yeah, they did because we were having so much fun. Motherfuckers didn't want to be in the house.
I used to be mad, but I already knew though. My grandma's only gonna call you one time, and right. she ain't yelling.
Right.
So if you we had to listen for that slight little voice saying, "Come on in," because if we didn't, she's gonna tell you, "Don't think you're going out tomorrow." Then I gotta look out the fucking window and see all the kids next day playing. Out there playing.
Yeah, and mad as shit.
And then come to the side window like, "Oh, grandma ain't letting you out today." I'm like, "No, I should be mad as fuck." Like y'all, I'm like, "Y'all wait, play that tomorrow. Don't play it today, right? Because I can't come out."
Shit, me and Bray used to jump out the windows trying to sneak out the house and shit. Go just around the corner just to play. Yeah.
But y'all would still be innocent kids even though y'all would jump out. Right. You know?
Yeah, that should be jumping y'all out to play games.
Jumping out to be kids. Y'all not jumping out to go rob nobody mm-hmm. or breaking no car or nothing like that. Man, it was a good old day. Yeah,
we need that back. I ain't saying that we gotta, of course we can't just bring everything back because these kids don't be on it. But man, be creative, man. Be creative with your kids, man. Play fucking board games or something. Mm-hmm. Just get to know your child, bro, because you would be fucked up learning the type of shit that they own. Especially
when it's too late.
Yeah, you don't wanna wait too late and then some shit happen, man. You don't. Shit, babe, you got anything else before we close the show?
Think that's it. Y'all didn't hurt my mouth long enough. Even though y'all like Queen's voice.
You silly. Well, shit, we ain't gonna hold y'all ears hostage, man. We appreciate everybody that listens to us. And like always, life is about challenges. So never give up on your dreams. Man up or woman up and go get what's yours. And never let anybody distract you from achieving your final form. Until next time, peace, beloved.
The Cameron Experience.
Let's Talk About It was produced by none other than your boy, Frederick Cameron. Executive produced by Amber Cameron, engineered by Frederick Cameron, and recorded in the King's Dungeon somewhere in Ohio. This is an official Cameron Experience Network. Yeah.